Well, Egypt's closure of the Rafah border crossing with the Gaza Strip raises major concerns among Palestinians in the besieged enclave.
So far, the situation here is very bad. We hope that the Egyptian side changes the current conditions in order to reopen the Rafah crossing. If it continues this way, then the people of Gaza will face a catastrophe.
Well, the crossing's director said the number of people traveling through the terminal has sharply fallen due to restrictions put in place by Egypt. Maher Abu Sabha says the number of passengers traveling through the terminal has dropped to 300 from 1,200 a day. Palestinians in the besieged coastal strip solely rely on the Rafah crossing to move in and out of the besieged enclave. Egypt says that it has closed the border due to a tense situation in the Sinai and a large-scale Egyptian military operation there. Egypt has only partially opened the terminal since the country's president, Mohamed Morsi, was ousted by the military. Well, we're going to switch over to San Diego. We're joined by author and activist out of San Diego, Ms. Miko Pilad. Thank you so much for being with us. So, well, let's look at this situation. Actually, Egypt now is saying that it is because of the Sinai and the type of situation, a lack of security there. Do you think it is related to that, or is it related to something else that Rafah is basically under the control and have very limited access for those people in Gaza?
Yeah, no, I don't think it has anything to do with security. I think it has to do with the Egyptian, the new Egyptian regime serving Israel. They closed the tunnels. You know, Gaza, between Gaza and Rafah, there were over 1,000 tunnels. The Egyptian closed most of them. And these tunnels were an important lifeline for the people in Gaza, who already, before this closure, suffered from a lack of, you know, proper drinking water, a lack of medicine, a lack of nutrition, and so on, a severe lack. And this is with the tunnels operating and with some ability to travel, although even before this there were harsh limitations on the travel through Rafah, and people would often wait days upon days before the Egyptians allowed them to travel, and then days upon days waiting for permits if they returned from Egypt to go into Rafah. So the conditions were horrific even before all of this. Now the Egyptians, I suppose, have decided they were going to cooperate fully with Israel and bring a complete catastrophe on the people in Gaza. We're talking about lack of important, crucial medicines. We're talking about a region that already suffers from lack of electricity, from severe lack of food and very little drinkable water, I mean, water that's fit for consumption. So it's hard to say what motivates any regime to act with such cruelty and impose such horrific conditions on a population of close to 2 million people who are already under severe conditions because of the policies of Israel. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to what would motivate the Egyptians to do this, other than the fact that they are cooperating and receiving something from Israel for which they're willing to do this.
Okay. Well, Mr. Pilad, you're an author of The General's Son. It's a journal of an Israeli in Palestine. And also you have a blog, mikopeled.com, MIKOPELED.com. I want your perspective in general. You're saying right now, as far as probably the regime now, the Egyptian regime is working hand in hand with the Israelis. What do you think? Because of course, there are activists that are inside of Israel, and of course, many Palestinians and people all over the world that want to be able to help the Palestinians to have this siege lifted, or at least have them be able to have access to Rafah crossing. What needs to be done, in your perspective, in order to bring the pressure that it will be needed to bring about this change to Cairo and also Tel Aviv?
Well, that's an excellent question. I'll just say that, you know, I crossed through a tunnel into Gaza last January, so I've kind of seen what it's like in Rafah on both sides and what it's like in Gaza and how severe it is. And this is, like I said, in January when most of the tunnels were still operating. I think what is needed is massive protest in front of Egyptian embassies and Israeli embassies around the world, because what is happening there now is genocidal. The conditions in Gaza are so severe that it's close to genocidal. How much poorer, how much hungrier, how much thirstier do people need to be? How many children are going to have to die before somebody wakes up? How many hospitals are going to have to shut down? How many people with cancer and all kinds of disease are going to have to die before somebody pays attention? And I think it's important to realize also, this is half an hour's drive from major hospitals and modern cities within Israel, and these horrific conditions are taking place. It's not some remote area, you know, with no access. They have access within several minutes into areas that have food and water and medicine and everything within Israel. Gaza is right there. Okay. And so this is some kind of a cruel and unusual punishment that's being inflicted on the people in Gaza, on Palestinians. And people need to protest, and they need to protest and to boycott Egyptian, anything that has to do with the Egyptian state and with the state of Israel until they listen.
Thank you so much for being with us, Michael Paillette, author and activist of The General's Son out of San Diego.